Okay, now, this is an animal that makes a hooting noise.
Hoot owl.
Yeah, and what about the smaller one that makes a different kind of
noise? A screech owl.
All right, and a bird that gets up on a tree and...
A woodpecker.
Okay, did they ever call them anything else?
Peckerwood.
All right, and an animal that has a bad odor, leaves a bad
skunk,
odor.
Skunk, a polecat.
And any animals that might get into your chickens, you know.
Varmints.
Okay. Would you ever use that for people?
No. I think Snuffy Smith is the contact I'd have with people being called varmints.
Okay. And then the animals that run up in trees are called?
Oh, squirrels. Raccoon.
Yeah, that means squirrel. Now, they're different kinds of squirrels.
They're gray squirrels and red squirrels and flying squirrels and ground squirrels.
How about the kind up in the mountain? Kind of a gray squirrel, kind of a smallish gray squirrel that is up in the mountain, moves very fast. Did you ever hear of a squirrel called a boomer or a mountain boomer?
Mm-mm.
Okay. And then these things that have, when the pearl is found in a...
In a mussel.
Or an
oyster. A mussel shell.
Yeah.
An oyster.
All right. Mm-hmm. And these animals that make a croaking sound are...
Frog.
And the great big ones are called...
Bullfrog.
And the smaller, the ones that are very small and make this kind of peeping sound in the...
In the trees, a tree frog.
Okay. And the kind of brownish ones that hop along in the garden?
Toad frog.
And the things that you dig for bait?
Red worms.
Okay.
And then these things with a hard shell that move along in the ground very slowly.
Terrapin.
And how about the kind that live in water?
Turtle. Mud turtle.
All right. And this, the thing that we talked about before, these things swim, move along backwards in creeks.
Crayfish. But now we call them crawfish.
Okay.
When I was growing up.
Did you call them anything else? Did you ever call them?
Crawdads.
Yes.
Crawdads.
I heard them called crawdads.
Okay.
A crawfish.
And the things that fly around a candle attracted to light?
Moth.
And the kind that get into your clothes are?
Moth.
The plural would be?
Moths.
And the things that light up in the...
Fireflies. Lightning bugs.
Okay. And the...
Long, slender animal.
Of insect that with double sets of wings. Kind of hovers around at it.
Oh, the snake feeder.
Sure.
We're talking about.
Right. And what other kind? Name a couple other kinds of stinging insects.
Wasp and a hornet. Honeybee.
What's the plural of wasp?
Wasps.
Did people around you ever say?
Wasper.
That's what I wanted to know.
Yes.
About, yeah. Right. And then this kind of an insect that gets under your skin and if you're walking.
Chigger.
Yeah. And then an insect that hops in the grass.
A grasshopper.
And an insect, or a little small fish used for bait is a...
Minnow.
And a web or nest made by a spider.
Spider web.
What do you call it indoors? Same thing indoors
or out? A spider web. Mm-hmm.
And the parts of a tree underground or its...
Roots.
And the name of that tree that the creek's named after?
Sycamore.
And what other trees? That's the first time in all the time I've been doing this that I've been able to elicit that word with no trouble at all.
Is that
it's a
right?
Hard word to, it's a hard word to describe for people. Even the tree I can describe pretty well, but people don't get. What other kinds of trees are common in the community?
Oak and various kinds of oak, white oak and black oak, chestnut oak and water oak, cedar.
Mm-hmm.